Hey, Scott.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Not much.
All right, I'm just making sure you're good. We hear that you had rough weather again last night.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It didn't freeze or anything. It sleeted. I mean, it was kind of nasty, but it didn't freeze here, so that's a good thing.
Good, good. All right, cool. We had trouble with the hub again, so I don't know what's going on in Memphis, but.
Well, I'm supposed to get my package today. That's all I know.
I hope so, bud. I hope so.
It's just, so I hope I don't, I've got to call this guy on this emerald cut that I got from you.
Well, as of 6:51 a.m.,
yeah.
It was on a delivery truck out of Cordova, so you should have it.
Good. Okay, good.
You know, only two days late. Whatever. Overnight, 2 day, 3 day, 5 day, whatever.
I just, what do you do? You know, they can't get anybody to work, and if they do, it's like my stepson, he works for UPS up in Nashville, and delivers packages, and he said, Glenn, they can't get nobody to work. And if they do, they just, one guy got caught drinking. Of course, they had to fire him. And what did he tell me? The other guy was, they found out he was smoking weed on the job. I was like, oh, my God.
What, are they hiring Amazon drivers? I mean, what's going on?
This Generation X don't want to work, or whatever they call themselves.
No, I'm Gen X, and I'm from 1968, and we work.
Oh, okay.
Just like
right,
you.
Well,
we work. We got taught some work ethic, and ain't nobody handed us anything, and my gosh, buddy. So
Yeah. It's just crazy. But hopefully I get the package here pretty quick, and I can show this guy, these two emerald cuts, and maybe
right.
We can make another sale.
All right. I am here. If you need anything else, let me know. You know me, I'm going to check in probably twice a week now until the first year.
Yeah.
I'll go back to once a week. So,
yeah.
I appreciate it.
Right. Hey, tell me this. Are we looking at, I had a customer want a carrot and a half round natural. We're looking at a minimum of 7,000, correct?
Let's see.
My cost.
Depends. What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, she was just inquiring, and I mean, even if you get a crappy stone, it's going to be six anyway.
It should be, yeah.
Correct?
Look at some. We've had some nice prices. I've seen a couple come through here, you know, in that 6,000 range. Let me throw one at you. Wow. Okay. 152 HSI1 GIA, right? 7,030.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
151 HSI2 GIA 5738. You know, there's an ISI1 in my New York City office for 5851. So there's a couple out there under 6,000 that I would say aren't horrible diamonds.
Right. Okay. Well, I will. She's supposed to talk to her husband, and if she gets back with me, then I'll give you a call. I don't want to, you know, just assume anything. I don't want to tie your inventory up because I understand it's, you know, kind of thin these days. So
all I could think of anytime anybody says assume is, what was it, Walter Matthau from the Bad News Bears, spelling it
that's
out.
That's exactly 100% correct.
My kids will never know that. And it, I mean, they've remade the movie two or three times, but I think they cut that part out. Walter Matthau was the man.
Yes, I think they did. Yeah.
All right, bud. I am here if you need me. Hopefully they get there today and life is good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Yep. Bye.
Goodbye.